Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Foresight and I'm your host, Mehdi. Today we want to talk about the Muslim Ummah is out of time. Please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Foresight. Now, the Muslim Ummah has been devastated ever since the breaking of the Ottoman Empire post-World War I. The imperialist colonialist empires such as Britain and France, and even the United States, came in and carved up the Middle East by means of the Sykes-Picot Agreement. The Ottoman Empire was subsequently broken up into different, smaller, disunited pieces, which had arbitrary borders based upon no logical or geographical order. Now, instead of creating independent states, the carving up of the Ottoman Empire just resulted in the fighting and the nationalist agendas of various races and ethnic tribes. And even within each nation created by the imperialist colonialist powers, there were different indigenous peoples and ethnicities which end up warring and fighting with each other. So the Ottoman Empire, which had some form of Muslim unity, was conveniently broken up, and ever since then, Muslim unity has only been a dream. The Muslim Ummah had broken up into Shia and Sunni, into Arab and Persian, into Iraqi and Irani, into Saudi and Qatari, into Indian and Pakistani, into Afghan and Yemeni, into Turk and Fars, into Sindhi and Balochi, and honestly, the list just continues on and on regarding the various facets that the Muslims had separated themselves into. In reality, the Muslims fell deeper and deeper into a slumber, which was only leading up to their eventual death. Indeed, the Muslim Ummah was out of time, but it seems that Allah had a different plan for the Muslim Ummah.
IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Sheikh Mansour Lighai, who's going to talk about today's topic.
In a nutshell, Imam Hussein al-Islam says, the reason that you people are so deviated from the right path and you are committing such a big crime is because your stomach is filled up with haram. Because you are what you eat. It forms your souls, our personalities. Ya ayyuhan nas kulu mimma fil ard halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwat ash-shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. So Quran says that of things that are made permissible, meaning the food that you take matters in your personality. What you say, what you hear matters, because kulu, remember, it's not only eat in the form of a morsel of food, it also includes what you listen to, what we watch, what we touch matters, and so forth. You are in fact sending food to your souls. Quran says that watch, don't let any stranger come in. Make sure what comes in is halal and tayyib. Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah wa kula minha ragadan haythu shi'tuma wa la taqrabu hadhihi ash-shajara. There is only one forbidden tree. Do not approach that tree. If you approach it, then you are going to create a problem for yourself. Fatakuna min al-zalimin. Quran says, or you'll be one of the zalimin. They did it, they became one of the wrongdoers, and that's why they had to plead to God. Imam Baqir alayhi salam in a hadith, he says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ إِذَا أَصَابَ مَالًا مِنْ حَرَامٍ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ حَجٌّ وَلَا عُمْرَةٌ وَلَا صِلَةُ رَحِمٍ حَتَّى أَنَّهُ يَفْسُدُ فِيهِ الْفَارْجُ. When a man earns some money from a haram way, his hajj on the day of judgment is not accepted. Isn't it a tragedy? Majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he fed or helped is not accepted. Charity, contribution, donation to the poor, to the relatives is not accepted. Why not? Because the Imam says God is pure, inna la tayyib, and only accepts the pure things. Imam says that even if the sources of my income is haram, it's going to affect my marriage relation. My relation with my spouse, my children, or vice versa will be affected. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that a brick in a house that is made from haram income is a guarantee for the collapsing and for the ruining of that house, not whether physically or breaking a marriage. Either way, it has its effect. The Imam in his sermon on the day of Ashura again, he says, فَقَدْ مُلَأَتْ بُطُونُكُمْ مِنَ الْحَرَامِ. Your stomachs are filled with haram, and that's why you don't listen to me. Or when you listen, it does not avail you. Although you pray, your prayer does not prevent you from fahsha, from committing atrocity. Because there was no soul, there's no spirit in their prayers. Because they were praying, but their income was from haram. And it's something very important for us to learn. Hopefully, if Imam Mahdi Ajallah Farajul Sharif at our time appears, God forbid, we are not like kufirs.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.ir.
أجب دعائي يا رجائي بالرضا والخير، أنر طريقي مع صديقي باحترام الغير.
يا الله يا رحمن حقق أمانينا وفقنا في كل آن في مسائنا.
Welcome back dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Foresight, and let's continue our discussion. So we talked about how the Muslim Ummah was in such a deep slumber, a coma, if you will, which was leading up to its eventual death. The Muslim Ummah was indeed out of time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had another plan for the Muslim Ummah. All it took was a holy man and a revolution of high caliber to come and wake up the Muslim Ummah, to give the Muslim Ummah the much-needed time to revive and strengthen and awaken itself. The plan, dear friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was most surely going to be accomplished. So it took a religious and holy man almost 60-plus years until, by the grace of Allah, Imam Khomeini came forth. He was an expert in numerous fields of Islam, if not in all of them. And this very same Imam Khomeini brought forth a revolution which would awaken the Muslims all over the globe. a revolution based upon the principles set forth by the Holy Prophet and the Holy Quran. Imam Khomeini was to bring an Islamic revolution, and the Islamic revolution woke up the masses and brought hope and strength to the millions of Muslims across the globe. A chance to wake up, a chance to move forward towards the great Muslim civilization.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Foresight. Now, one of the main and major lessons which the Islamic Revolution and Imam Khomeini have taught the Muslims and the Muslim Ummah is that the only way forward is to apply and practice Islam in our daily lives. Unfortunately, the Muslims and the Muslim Ummah were under the false pretense that Westernization or modernization, or capitalism, or liberalism, or anything other than Islam has the solutions to the problems of the Muslim Ummah. In reality, the solutions to the Muslim Ummah are only within the principles and the precepts of Islam. Islam is a complete and perfect religion, and it is an all-around way of life, a way of existence. And so because it is a way of life, a perfect order for humanity, it has all the pieces of the puzzle already solved. Whether it is social and economic justice, whether it is Islamic economics, whether it is Islamic politics and government, whether it is the religious or practical sciences, you name it, it is in Islam. And so as Muslims and as the Muslim Ummah, we can only go forward if we hold the hand of Islam and let it guide us towards a brighter and better future. And so, no, the Muslim Ummah is not out of time. As long as it follows and obeys the Islamic principles and precepts, we will be stronger than ever before. And in reality, it is the enemies of Islam and the enemies of humanity whom are out of time. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.